Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Oh, it is Busted Pencils, and we are back. Dr. Joshua Kim, Dr. Eddie Maloney, higher education post-COVID, early talking about a pedagogy of care. Johnny Lupinacci, who's not here tonight, always too, brings that up. It's like, how do we engage in this? And Josh, you making reference to the fact that actually this, during COVID, faculty found themselves in a place that maybe they didn't used to go. Some did, some didn't. But this idea of really being in a place of going, wow, I've got to be there. I've got to be with students. It's not just about delivering content. There's connections. There's care. There truly is. And we say, so Eddie, the pedagogy of care. So I'll ask, and this will go right to you, Eddie, first off. So how do we, if we were doing a better job of caring during the pandemic, how do we bring that forward post-COVID?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great question. And, you know, it's as Josh was, I think, alluding to earlier, it's a lot of work. It takes a different kind of mindset to think about what it means to see your students as whole people who are not just there as seats in a classroom. And so that work requires intention. It requires rethinking pedagogy, rethinking how you're teaching and so on. Lots to talk about there, lots of ways to think about it. But I guess the kind of the point that I would want to make, in terms of the kind of larger premise of the question of how do we avoid a kind of snapback and what the relationship of the pedagogy of care might be, is that we're going to find ourselves in this this position where when people say we want to go back to where we were in 2019, pre-2020, what that looked like, they're thinking we want to go back to in-person, in the classroom experience and avoid all of this remote stuff. And this sort of drive, this pull to be back into that space is going to be so strong. It's going to be easy to forget the lessons of what we've learned in the past year, right? That's the tension we're talking about. When we think about those lessons, one of the first things that comes to mind is, well, what did we learn when we were teaching in a remote environment? Well, we learned that office hours were better. We learned that we could do these kinds of things better in a remote environment. But what I think Josh and I are trying to say here is that there are a lot of things that we learned about the dynamic between the faculty members and the students, between the faculty members and educators throughout an institution that helps support the ecosystem of that institution, of higher ed in general. And what we really need to be focusing on as we think about going back is not how do we carry forward what happened in Zoom that we want to do in person, but really what should we be doing as a way of rethinking higher education and our relationship to students, rethinking what it means for us to understand what our role is as faculty members as we engage with our students. We learned so much more about our students, about their lives, about what it meant for them to do the work in the classroom, the virtual classroom and in the real classroom. That's what I think we don't want to let go of. That's what I think we need to continue to build on and try to understand as we move forward. All of the other stuff is going to be important too. Mm-hmm. It'll be part of that process, but it shouldn't be where we're placing our energy. If it is, I think that's where we'll find the most pushback. I don't want to do that. I just did that for a year. I want to go do something else. But if you say, well, really what we want you to do is we want you to have as intentional engagement with your students as you did for the past year, I think we'll all be in a better place.
Josh, second on that?
Yeah, I would just add some real specifically going forward, the best thing our institutions can do is to give our contingent and adjunct faculty a better deal. I mean, we've seen that these contingent faculty, that they've been the group that have helped hold our institutions together. Let's give them like some job security, some long-term contracts. Let's pay them well. That could be the best thing we could do for our students.
Mm. So the pedagogy of care could also mean then caring about the faculty that are teaching in that sense, because, you know, and that is, when I think about this, the amount of hard work. I mean, Eddie, you give a perfect example, 12 hours on Zoom today, right? I mean, and this has been common for faculty over the year. And so you can understand this, quote, wanting to snap back to normal. But within that, though, too, I think there's something from the teaching and learning in this remote environment and not emergency remote Zoom lecturing, but really getting down to the work of what does it mean to have a pedagogy of care online in Zoom for our students who actually found learning these past two semesters in this format a really positive experience for them. Because there are students who said, I actually like this better than being in a classroom. Are we talking, I mean, just at that nitty-gritty level too? Josh.
I mean, I want to hear what Eddie has to say. I mean, what I just want to say is we got to be flexible here, right?
Okay.
Like there's no dogma about this. We got to meet our students where they are and really listen to them.
Okay, Eddie.
Yeah, I mean, I think we certainly had students who found this to be a positive experience or found that they were able to thrive, and we had plenty who were not, right? So we need to recognize both of those things. But I think also recognizing that in the context of everything else that's going on, again, as I said earlier, this is not just we moved all of our universities online and everything else was a status quo. Everything was changing right around in everybody's lives. So I do think that there are things that we're going to want to get down into the nitty gritty on, and you know, things as simple as being intentional about your teaching practice. A lot of us taught simply because we were trying to deliver content that we thought was important, but we didn't necessarily think about what it meant to deliver that content in specific ways to students who had specific needs and specific challenges, right? So all of those things are going to be part of the practices that we're going to be unpacking now for a while. And they've been part of the practice that people have been thinking about for years and years and years in, you know, in the kinds of centers that Josh and I are part of. But this dynamic of kind of a rush back to this moment of just being in the classroom and losing some of that intentionality, losing some of that design, just assuming that being back in person is going to be as effective as possible is, I think, going to be misguided.
Yeah, and I, you know what, I appreciate that. As you guys just said, it's like, man, and then the half hour goes so quick, I need to get you guys back on because it feels like we totally rushed through this and there's so much more to talk about with higher education as we're, quote, coming back. And so, Josh and Eddie, I want to invite you back again so we can continue this conversation because I think it's really important. Josh Kim, Eddie Maloney, thank you so much for your time tonight. Check out the article in Inside Higher Education, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education. More after the break.